This episode is brought to you in part by Zondervan, publisher of Create a Life You Love, How to Quiet Outside Voices So You Can Finally Hear Your Own. Written and narrated by Stephanie Mae Wilson and is available everywhere audiobooks are sold.
From Harbor Media, this is Mike Cosper, and today we're excited to announce that this fall we're launching a new podcast called Steadfast with Sandra McCracken. Sandra's going to be the host of this show, and she's here with me today to talk a little bit about what's coming.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Sandra. We're really excited to collaborate with you on this. I know it's part of a larger picture. You've got a live album coming and a film that's been made. I'd love for you to talk about how this podcast fits into the larger project of what you're doing this fall.
Man, thanks. We'll start by saying I never really imagined or had ambition around a podcast or doing something in this spoke of the creative wheel. But what I've realized is that there's something about music and making music and writing songs for me that is so fundamentally relational. When we made this album, this Steadfast live album, it is the culmination of some months spent in prayer and imagining, like, what is a service? Like, what does an evening performance look like when you weave together song and scripture, contemplative prayer, and relationship, you know, the dynamic of people in a room? So this podcast idea comes out of this, it comes out of the live performance vision, and it comes into this space of bringing us into relationship with each other and getting curious about how somebody else sees the world. So it's been a real privilege to have some conversations and to begin having these informal interviews, because I am so thankful to see evidence of God's steadfast love in people's lives. And we may not have the same story or the same coordinates or the same kind of loss, but we have the same thread that God meets us and he walks with us and we ask the same questions and we suffer fundamentally the same way. I think by recognizing that and acknowledging that, there's comfort in knowing we are not alone. When we hear other people suffering, we have a context for our own. And I think that's a place that God moves in close.
Who are some of the folks that you're having these conversations with?
In these first few months, I've spoken with Steve Garber, who has written some beautiful books on faithfulness and vocation. With Jamie Smith, James K.A. Smith, and his wife, Deanna. He's a philosopher and a professor at Calvin. He wrote a book called Desiring the Kingdom. I had a conversation with Liz Weiss, and she's a musician and just a tremendous human that has taught me so much about depth and soulfulness and the ability to say yes to whatever might come up. And let's see, who else? I spoke with Peter Harris, who's the founder of Arasha International, which is a Christian conservation group. Peter is sort of a poet and pastor of ecology and one of the most articulate, winsome speakers about what it is to hope and to extend ourselves for the care of creation. And I also spoke with Kevin Finch, who is the nephew of Eugene Peterson, and in a long line of pastors, has found his pastoral call in the restaurant business, where he ministers to and cares for folks that are in the food industry, which is one of the most unseen places in largest industries and most unseen in our country. So a wide variation of personalities and topics.
One of the things we've talked about in wanting to tell stories of how God's been present and comforted us, we want people to participate. So we're going to be soliciting stories from your audience. How can people keep an eye out for those opportunities?
We will post on Facebook and on Twitter, Instagram. I frequent Instagram and then we'll send it through the other channels. So I would say keep an eye out there, and my website as well, sandramccracken.com, and we will kind of keep asking questions. I think Facebook will probably be the primary place that we'll ask those questions and ask for submissions. And hopefully this is a magnetic kind of a process where we learn to ask each other these questions so that it happens here, but then it would ripple out and encourage that kind of sacred questioning in our lives. Special thank you to the Pledge campaign participants. Thanks for joining in the pre-sale and early support around the Steadfast Live project. We are offering some of the podcast conversations early for you and are really just excited to bring you into this story and excited to see where it takes us.
So the official release date is September the 6th. You can go on right now, mark your calendars. You can also go on to iTunes, Stitcher, any of those places where you normally get podcasts. You'll find Steadfast with Sandra McCracken, and you can go ahead and subscribe. Hey, Sandra, this is a great project. I've had the chance to listen to a couple of these interviews already, and I'm excited to share them with the world. So thanks for doing this, and thanks for letting us be a part of it.
Thank you, Mike.